The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service, and I'm here to read to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of April of 2025. There are several pages that were repeats from last month and even other months before that. So this is typically a long newsletter, so I have saved the pages that were repeats till the end. So here we go. Here's the Lyons Express, April 2025 issue for District 31S. On the first page are three glorious pictures. One is captioned, District Governor Jim Topolsky installed four lions on his recent visit to the Edenton Lions Club. Pictures left to right are Lion David Friends, Blaine Chirac, Iris McGovern, Michael Natassi, and DG Jim. In another picture, the caption is shown above, left to right are Lions Dan Deischer, President, John Gard, Gary Swanner, and DG Jim Topolsky, on DG Jim's visit to the Edenton Lions Club. And the third photo is captioned, on his recent visit to the Littleton Lions Club, DG Jim Topolsky was honored to present two awards for years of service to President Lion Robert Johnson and Lion Marvin Newsom III, both with 45 years of service. Both are pictured with DG Jim. Congratulations. 2025 State Convention Food Drive. Thank You Lions by Lion Bob Christensen, District 31S Hunger Chairperson. The food drive held during the 101st Annual North Carolina Lions State Convention supported the Greensboro Urban Ministry, or GUM. Founded in 1967, this 501c3 entity provides assistance to children and families at their point of need by providing opportunities for nutritious meals, as well as safe shelters and emergency support services and counseling. Their community kitchen provides free hot lunches every day, including holidays, to anyone who is hungry. The kitchen also provides breakfast and dinner to guests staying in a GUM residential shelter. Approximately 400 meals are served daily. The recently reopened Choice Food Pantry provides emergency groceries to community families struggling to access nutritious and adequate amounts of food necessary for a healthy diet. They also provide the opportunity for households on a weekly basis to come in and select items they need. Approximately 100 families visit the Choice Food Pantry on a daily basis. GUM has identified specific items as their critical needs. Canned protein, or chicken, salmon, tuna, pork, or ham, examples. Pop-tops are preferred. Canned tomatoes or canned pasta sauce. Peanut butter. Plastic containers are preferred. Rice, 1-pound bag, dry beans, 1-pound bags, and hygiene supplies such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, bar soap, etc. Greensboro Urban Ministry relies on churches, schools, civic and social groups, and corporations to stock their shelves. Cash donations will allow for weekly purchases of perishable food items such as fruits and vegetables. Food insufficiency in Guilford County affects nearly 90,000 individuals. Obviously, GUM cannot reach out to everyone. It is up to each and every one of us to help bridge the gap. Together, we can make a difference. Whitaker's Lions Club Fundraiser. The Whitaker's Lions Club will host an all-you-can-eat pancake and link sausage fundraiser on Tuesday, April 15, 2025, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost per plate is $8 for adults and $4 for children 12 and under. April is Leo Awareness Month. This is from Lions Clubs International. Where there's a need, there's a Leo. Leadership, experience, opportunity. That's what makes a Leo. members of Leo Clubs embody the best qualities of our incredible organization. They are devoted young people who realize the power of action. Together, Leos and Lions form a powerful partnership, one of mutual respect, where Lions learn from the innovative insights of Leos and where Leos gain access to proven strategies of those who've successfully served the world for decades. Why choose Leos? There are a lot of ways people can give back to their community, but being a Leo is much more than just service. Choosing Leo Clubs will help you grow as an individual and as a leader as you join a global family of young people making the world a better place. If you're interested in joining a Leo Club, use our club locator to find a local Leo Club near you. Starting a Leo Club. Sponsoring a Leo Club gives Lions the opportunity to mentor and empower young leaders and foster a commitment of community service, while energizing your members to stay involved. Visit the Start a Leo Club page for the steps to organize a new Leo Club in your community. Developing leaders. Leos have many leadership opportunities, including the ability to serve as Leo officers in their club, district, and multiple district through annual elections. Lions International offers resources for Leos looking to grow their impact as a project organizer, motivator, and leader of their peers on the club officer page or district and multiple district leaders page. There are also in-person Lions Leadership Institutes, including the Leo Advancement Sessions, and online courses through the Lions Learning Center that Leos can access. Visit the Learn section of the Lion portal for more information. Leo Club Program Advisory Panel. Leos and Lions can also share their ideas and represent Leos at the Constitutional Area, or CA, level through the Leo Club Advisory Panel. Representatives are comprised of two Lions and two Leos from each CA who attend monthly web meetings with Lions International staff and create resources through committees. These dedicated Lions and Leos help to craft the future of the program and generate resources designed to increase the impact of the Leo Club program. Visit the Leo Club Advisory Panel page to find your representative. Helpful Leo Resources. Resources can help you make the most of your Leo Club experience. Visit the Leo section of the Resource Center to explore a wide variety of Leo materials, including the Leo Recruitment Brochure, the New Member Guide, the Leo Club Program Handbook, and much more. You'll also want to learn more about the Leo Club Program Strategic Plan for 2021 to 2026. Use our Canva templates to create customized digital Leo branding, social posts, Instagram story, and Facebook cover. Leo Awards and Grants. Lions International has a number of awards recognizing Leos and clubs for their exceptional leadership and service. Visit the Leo Awards page to learn more about the different award types and criteria. Leos have the opportunity to access funds from Lions International for service and leadership events. You can learn more on the Leo Grants page. And finally, the Leo Video Contest. Every year, we showcase Leo service through the Leo Video Contest. In 2023, we asked Leos around the world to showcase how Leos go green in their clubs. Check out the winning video from the Leo Club of Monte Azul Paulista in Brazil. 2025 State Convention Recap. Our North Carolina Lions Council State Convention was held April 11th through 13th, 2025, and it was a great opportunity to celebrate all Lions across the state. There were lots of vendors and exhibits starting at 2:30 p.m., along with our three core service initiatives. Hunger, Lion Bob Christensen will be overseeing this very worthy cause. Environment, Camp Dogwood is named that for a reason. All the beautiful dogwoods that were planted over 50 years ago, now it's time to bring their glory back by planting new trees. Details at the convention. and humanitarian. As Western North Carolina continues to rebuild, there is a great need for building supplies. Hear more at the convention on how you and your club can continue to help make a difference. And on Friday, to start us off on Friday morning, the past District Governor's Organization held a golf tournament for all Lions and Friends of Lions. We also had a pre-convention KidSight screening training from 1 to 5 p.m., hosted by State KidSight Chair John Snellings, for additional information on this training to help us serve our youth. Registration kicked off at 3 p.m., leading us into our Friday fun night. Friday night, we proceeded to catch the wave of service as we celebrated the many ways the Lions of North Carolina have served each other and our committees. And our communities. Lions put on their dancing shoes and most fun beachwear for a night of comedy, fun, music, and dancing. Our special guest speaker was past International President Brian Sheehan and his partner in service, Lion Laurie. PIP Sheehan is a dynamic and inspirational leader and Lion. Saturday, we started our day with our Tail Twister breakfast and live auction to help us raise funds for Lions Clubs International Foundation, Brighter Visions, and the VIP Fishing Tournament, and have a good time, too. A Leo session was held from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and then there was a town hall meeting at 10:30 a.m. The seminars at 1 p.m. included Why LCIF is Important, hosted by PIP Brian Sheehan, Partner in Service Leadership Opportunities, hosted by Lion Laurie Sheehan, Let's Talk About Being a District Governor, hosted by PID Gwen White and PDG Barbara Thompson. The seminars continued at 2:30. They included Mission 1.5, Growing for Service, hosted by PIP Brian Sheehan, Helping Families Cope with Childhood Cancer, hosted by DG-elect Jean Getz, and Portal Q&A. Our afternoon and evening finished out with a past district governor's meeting at 4 p.m. and our district governor's banquet at 6:30 p.m. On Sunday, we started with our service of remembrance from 8:15 to 9 a.m. as we honored the memory of Lions we have lost since our last convention. Individual district cabinet meetings were held from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., with the general sessions starting at 10:45 a.m. We closed out our convention with the introduction and welcoming of our 2025-2026 incoming district governors. Shining a light on mental health and well-being. This from Lions Clubs International. Lions Clubs International is addressing a pressing need. We are addressing the importance of mental health and well-being. Lions and Leos are promoting the importance of mental health and well-being and providing meaningful opportunities to get involved in serving this important initiative. Get informed and involved. Visit the LCI website for a mental health and well-being resource. Did you know volunteering can alleviate symptoms of depression and anxiety, enhancing overall mood and emotional well-being? Use the Mental Health and Well-Being Service resource to learn about mental health and well-being, plan a service project, and start your mental health and well-being journey. Then explore the additional resources to help you further your mental health and well-being service. Additional resources include Lions Quest, a proven evidence-based social and emotional learning, or SEL, curriculum designed to help students gain the skills they need to navigate life in a healthy way. The World Health Organization, an array of information and tools Lions can utilize in conjunction with our service resource to make a greater positive impact on the mental health and well-being of those in their communities. Serving Your Cause Project Planner, a customizable resource designed to help you organize a service activity that promotes any cause or issue important to your community in a sustainable way. The Advocacy Toolkit, resources and tools to help Lions and Leos raise awareness of the causes they care about, educate their community members on important issues, and create positive change. And then there's Club and Community Needs Assessment, a helpful tool to help clubs reflect on their service and discover new ways to impact their communities. Mental Health Facts, and the source is the WHO. Mental health is made up of a variety of factors, including our emotional, physical, psychological, and social well-being. To best address the need for improved mental health, we must first understand the facts and challenges surrounding mental health. There has been a 25% increase in the rates of anxiety and depression since 2020. 1 in 7 youths ages 10 to 19 experience mental health conditions, though many are unrecognized and untreated. 14% of adults aged 60 plus live with a mental health disorder. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors. 20 countries still criminalize attempted suicide, and stigma and discrimination remain against those with mental health conditions worldwide. Here is an MD-31 membership update by PDG Lion Vince Schimmler, District 31N, Membership Chair. Fellow Lions, congratulations, you have just added several new members to your club. Now is time for the next important step in having the new Lion to become a strong Lion member, the orientation session. As a new member, they may not know what to expect, are feeling uncomfortable, and are not sure how to get involved in club activities. This is a great time for you as membership chair or president to visit with them to inform them of the activities that the club is routinely doing. However, most importantly, is to learn more about them and their interest in serving others to truly advance the idea of who we are as Lions, loving individuals, offering needed service. I suggest that you set aside a one-hour time slot with just the new member or members, and possibly their sponsors, to get to know them as individuals and why they decided to join the Lions. After hearing this, see if there are any existing service projects that the club offers that would meet their interests. Offer them the opportunity to suggest other ideas of service that your club may wish to adopt. As an example, in my club, one of our new members is in the medical field and suggested that we offer a CPR course for the residents of our community. We're making plans to host several classes for our community. Remember, the only way to get new members is to ask. If you have any questions or if you wish to discuss membership further, give me a call or send me an email. As of March 31, 2025, District MD-31 has 4,333 members, down from 4,473 members on July 1st of 2024, a loss of 140 members. There are only 3 months left in the 2024-25 Lions year. Let's all get busy and bring that negative 140 number to positive. Leader Dogs promote healthy eyes for future leader dogs. This is from Leader Dogs for the Blind. As part of their advanced ophthalmology elective, veterinary students from Michigan State University's College of Veterinary Medicine are diving deep into the world of eye care. Leader Dogs for the Blind's breeding team invited these students to help perform some routine eye exams on our breeding stock dogs. The students that participated have a keen interest in ophthalmology, making this opportunity an ideal way to gain hands-on experience and improve their skills in examining eyes. During their training, they performed indirect ophthalmology exams using a specialized lens and a head loop to get a clear look at the back of the eye. This method allows them to observe the retina and other vital structures, ensuring they can identify potential issues. In addition to this, they also use a slit lamp to examine the lens of the eye, a technique commonly used to detect cataracts or other abnormalities. These exams are crucial as they help students understand how to spot conditions that could affect a dog's ability to see properly, potentially impacting their ability to work as a guide dog. Why these exams matter for leader dog. Eyes can change rapidly, and abnormalities may not always be detectable in young dogs. Many eye conditions only become apparent after a dog reaches the age of 3 or older, which is why regular eye exams are essential. At Leader Dog, we ensure that our breeding stock dogs undergo annual ophthalmologic exams. This practice not only helps us catch any potential problems early, but also gives us confidence that our dogs are in top health and capable of producing healthy offspring. With these exams, we can monitor the eyes of our breeding dogs to ensure they're free from hereditary conditions that could be passed on to future generations. It's all about setting up the next generation of leader dogs for success. It's a mutually beneficial collaboration with MSU. The partnership between Leader Dog and MSU goes beyond simply providing us with valuable eye exams for our dogs. Since MSU is a teaching hospital, having their students visit a few times a year offers multiple benefits. It gives us the opportunity to have our dogs examined regularly, and if any abnormalities are detected during these routine exams, we can address them promptly. But it's not just a win for us, it's also a fantastic learning experience for the veterinary students and residents. Working with Leader Dog's breeding stock allows them to observe a population of dogs that may not be seen as frequently at MSU's clinic, offering them a rare and unique learning opportunity. These dogs are part of a specialized program, and their eye health is of utmost importance. By interacting with this different population, students get exposure to a range of conditions and cases they might not otherwise encounter. As someone who has completed both an internship and residency at an academic institution, I can say firsthand that these types of learning experiences are invaluable, says Leader Dog's Assistant Director of Canine Health and Reproduction, Dr. McCray. And accompanying this article, there are a few photos of the students examining the dog's eyes, and then a nice group photo of that event's participants. Dive into deliciousness at the Apex Lion's Fish Fry by Lion John Lind. As spring blossoms in Apex, the Apex Lions are preparing for its annual fish fry on Friday, April 25th of 2025. This beloved tradition has been a staple in our community for more than 40 years, and we're excited to gather once more to enjoy fantastic food while benefiting a great cause. Join us at the C.C. Jones Building at 309 Holloman Street in Apex, North Carolina, and feast with us from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. This is a great opportunity to indulge in all-you-can-eat fish and sides and enjoy community camaraderie. The mouth-watering menu features fried fish, homemade coleslaw, boiled potatoes, fresh hush puppies, drinks, desserts, which are purchased separately, and for our younger guests, we will offer a kid's plate with options of fried fish or a hot dog, accompanied by hush puppies, boiled potatoes, and a sweet treat. Tickets are $14 for adults. All you can eat is you're eating in only. But takeout is available, and $6 for a kid's plate for children under 6. Tickets can be purchased conveniently online starting a week before the event at this address, https://apexfishfry.com. Well, that's it. This year, we will not be providing curbside pickup. However, our efficient online ordering system will ensure your meals are ready for smooth pickup upon your arrival. Supporting the community, the Apex Lions Club, chartered in 1937, is the oldest service organization in Apex and continues its commitment to uplifting our community. A portion of the proceeds from this year's fish fry will go towards local initiatives, including support for families in need and various charitable projects that align with our mission, such as assisting blind and visually impaired people. This event focuses on raising funds for vital local needs, and we welcome any donations at the event itself or through our online platform located at https://apexfishfry.com. Your contributions support our ongoing efforts to make Apex a better place to live for everyone. Join the fun. Bring your friends, family, and neighbors for a fun-filled day with laughter, great food, and the spirit of community service. grab a seat, savor the flavors of our famous fish fry, and mingle with fellow Apex locals. It's not just a meal. It's a celebration of what makes the Apex community special. Thank you for your continued support, and we can't wait to see you on April 25th, 2025. Together, let's make this year's fish fry another unforgettable occasion. For the latest updates and to view the full menu, be sure to check the website at https://apexfishfry.com. Let's dive into deliciousness and community spirit together. Leader Dogs for the Blind 2025 Bark and Brew 5K. This is by Stephen Moran, the Special Events Manager of Leader Dogs for the Blind. We're thrilled to invite you to the 2025 Bark and Brew 5K presented by Chief Financial Credit Union. This year's event is extra special as we celebrate 85 years of serving people who are blind or low vision, and we have a fundraising goal of $85,000. The event will be held on Sunday, June 8, 2025, at the Rochester Mills Beer Company in Rochester, Michigan. Space is limited, so register early. This year, we're offering a VIP experience. Be one of 500 VIPs to receive a Bark and Brew 5K pint glass and a dog bandana, in addition to the race bib, t-shirt, medal, and a post-race beverage and food item. There will be a new scenic course run through downtown Rochester, Rochester Municipal Park, and the Paint Creek Trail, finishing near Rochester Mills Beer Company. Have fun at the post-race party where you can enjoy a complimentary beverage from Rochester Mills Beer Company and a slice of pizza from Domino's. Or choose Starbucks coffee and a Bakehouse 46 donut while soaking in live music. Virtual participation is back. If Rochester, Michigan is too far away, or if you simply aren't available to attend in person, register for the virtual 5K. We'll ship a bib, race t-shirt, and medal to you so you can show your support at home. To heighten the fun, make a 5K course and walk or run in spirit of Bark and Brew. All in-person participants receive a race t-shirt, a 2025 medal, a race bib, and a coupon for a free age-appropriate beverage and food item at the post-race party. We can't wait to see you at the starting line. District 31N 2025-2026 Awards and Installation Banquet. Save the date! District 31N will have its 2025-26 Awards and Installation Banquet at the Country Squire Restaurant at 748 North Carolina Highway 24, Business, and NC50, and that's in Warsaw, North Carolina, on July 26th of 2025, from 2 to 5 p.m. More information will be available soon. D.G. Tobolsky visits Rocky Hawk Lions Club, and this is by Lion Francis Jordan. On March 12, 2025, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club hosted three District 31S officials, District Governor Jim Tobolsky, First Vice District Governor Dwayne Turner, and Second Vice District Governor Jody Proctor. DG Tim Tobolsky of the Wake Forest Lions Club was making his official visit to the club to get to know our club and inform us of what was happening in District 31S, North Carolina, and the Lions Club International. First VDG Dwayne Turner of the Lewisburg Lions Club attended the meeting in his capacity as District 31S Brighter Visions Chair for the 2024-25 year. VDG Turner discussed why donations to Brighter Visions were so important to help the blind and visually impaired. VDG Turner showed a slide presentation on Brighter Visions and answered questions. Afterwards, he gave an updated report on Brighter Visions donations. Second VDG Jody Proctor of the Warrenton Lions Club was in attendance in his role as District 31S Camp Dogwood Chair for 2024-25. VDG Proctor gave a history of Camp Dogwood and an update on Camp Dogwood. VDG Proctor gave an updated report on the number of Camp Dogwood tickets that had been sold. Each received a gift back containing peanuts that were raised locally and packed by Jimbo Jumbo. Also in attendance was PDG Nathan Medlin, Jr. of the Warrington Lions Club, and there are some photos of these fine folks at the event. Here's a page highlighting the Orlando 2025 107th Lions International Convention that will be held Sunday, July 13th to Thursday, July 17th of 2025. The official international convention events will take place at the Orange County Convention Center. The office is open starting on Saturday, July 12th. And registration is available every day through Thursday of July 17th. And there are a few too many events for me to list all of them, but save the date. Importance of comprehensive eye exams from Leader Dogs for the Blind blog by VisionServe Alliance. Eye exams are crucial to maintain maximum eye health and play a vital role in diagnosing eye conditions and diseases. Early detection is essential. Eye exams can detect a broad range of vision issues, many of which can be corrected. Vision loss can significantly impact an individual's ability to perform essential daily living skills, considerably reducing overall quality of life. Undetected vision loss can impact one's career, and in young children, vision loss can dramatically affect long-term development and learning. Early detection of eye issues and diseases. A comprehensive eye exam helps your doctor recommend any necessary vision correction to address various vision issues and refraction errors. Correction may include prescription glasses, contacts, surgery, medication, or other treatment. Eye exams are also vital in detecting and diagnosing diseases that cause vision loss and blindness. Many eye conditions, such as glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and cataracts can develop over time and may have no early warning signs. A comprehensive eye exam helps your doctor diagnose these and other eye conditions early so that proactive treatment can prevent as much permanent vision loss as possible. Did you know that a comprehensive eye exam can reveal systemic health issues? In some cases, an eye exam is the first sign of conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure. Proper treatment of these underlying conditions is vital to reduce future blindness or low vision. Timing and frequency of eye exams. The American Academy of Ophthalmologists, or Ophthalmology, provides comprehensive recommendations on the timing and frequency of vision screening and eye exams, which include the following. Childhood vision screening. Vision screening can help identify vision issues in young children. It can be done by a doctor or other properly trained healthcare provider. Vision screenings are also offered in schools across the U.S. From birth through the teens, eyes grow and change. So the American Academy of Ophthalmology and the American Association for Pediatric Ophthalmology and Strabismus have developed specific childhood eye screening guidelines. Adult vision screening. For adults with healthy eyes and good vision, the AAO recommends a baseline complete eye exam in the 20s and twice in the 30s. Early baseline eye exams are essential for those with diabetes, high blood pressure, or other conditions that impact vision, or who have a family history of these or other conditions that can lead to vision loss. The AAO also recommends a comprehensive eye exam at age 40, since early signs of eye disease often appear at this time. Adults 65 and over. The AAO recommends that adults 65 and over have an eye exam every 1 to 2 years, since the risk of age-related eye diseases and other types of vision loss increase with age. Important, while these are general eye exam guidelines, it's important to see your eye doctor immediately if you are diagnosed with any vision loss risk factors, including diabetes, high blood pressure, or others, or if you experience eye pain, an infection, sudden vision loss, floaters or flashes of light, changes in central vision or peripheral vision, changes in seeing near or far, or any other change to vision or the eye itself. Vision Rehabilitation offers help and hope. Vision Rehabilitation and related programs and services provide tremendous hope for people living with blindness and low vision. Apex Transportation Update by Lion John Lind. Chris Johnson, Transportation and Infrastructure Development Director for the Town of Apex, was our guest speaker at a recent meeting. Chris worked in the private sector for several years before joining the public sector. He first worked for the City of Raleigh and then the Town of Garner. He has been with the Town of Apex since 2022. He started his presentation by sharing the various services his department provides for the town, which include roadway design, project management, traffic services, development services, infrastructure inspections, and real estate acquisition. All of this is done by a staff of 21 people. Chris then explained how the town is taking measures to stay on top of road quality. Rather than waiting for roads to deteriorate and become more expensive to repair, the town is proactively monitoring road quality and making use of techniques to extend the life of roads. This keeps the quality of our roads high and simultaneously lowers the cost of maintenance and repairs. Finally, he went through a litany of projects which are currently in progress or near starting. There is a lot going on in downtown Apex and all around town as well. For more information, visit the town website at apexnc.org and search for Transportation and Infrastructure Development. You can also use the interactive development map to find all sorts of information about projects, roads, and more. And there is a nice picture of Chris Johnson giving his presentation. Here's a flyer for the 24th annual Rocky Mount Lions Golf Classic presented by the Rocky Mount Lions Club. The Rocky Mount Lions Club will be sponsoring the 24th annual Rocky Mount Lions Club Golf Tournament on Thursday, May 15th, 2025. The tournament will be held at Belmont Lake Golf Club, located at 201 Belmont Club Way in Rocky Mount. The goal of this tournament is to raise funds that will assist in the continual support of various programs that our organization offers our citizens within our community. You have the opportunity to lend a helping hand and enjoy a fun-filled day at the same time. Please submit your entry form by Monday, May 5th of 2025, as the field will be limited to 20 teams and will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Prizes will be awarded on all par 3 holes. Due to Belmont's policy changes, we are not allowed to serve lunch boxes as we have in the past. Belmont's restaurant will be open, and they will also have a cash refreshment cart on the course. We look forward to seeing you on the course for a day of fun, entertainment, and fellowship. Whether you play, sponsor a hole, or simply make a donation, know that you make a definite impact and immediate impact. If you have any questions, please contact Mike Flora at 252-908-0437 or Tom Rackley at 252-904-2062. So the entry fees, that includes greens fees, cart rentals, goodie bags, and prizes, for a single individual, $75, for a team, $300. Start time is 1 p.m., and it is a shotgun start. The message from the golf committee is as follows. All fees are considered as contributions to a nonprofit organization and are tax deductible to the extent permitted under the IRS code. Here are some fees for sponsorship opportunities. One hole sponsorship is $50. An individual sign, $150, and mulligans, two per player at $5 each. And so there follows an entry form, and you can complete the entry form and mail with a check made payable to Rocky Mount Lions Club and mail to the Rocky Mount Lions, P.O. Box 2571, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 27802-2571. Here is an application form for the North Carolina Lions Foundation Board and Council meeting, and that will be on May 2nd to May 4th of 2025 at Camp Dogwood at 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive in Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. Rooms and meals are not guaranteed without a reservation, so your meal reservation deadline is April 25th of 2025 at 5 p.m. So on Friday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., there will be a fun night with a cookout with baked beans, potato salad, slaw, and all the trimmings. The cost through the 25th is $20. After April 25th, it's $25. On Saturday, May 3rd, there is a breakfast buffet at 7:30 for $13 early or $18 late, a lunch at 12 noon, soup, salad, and baked potato bar for $15 early and $20 late, and at 6 p.m. a dinner of baked potato, mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll, side salad, and desserts for a cost through the April 25th, $20, or after April 25th, $25. And then on Sunday, May 4th, a breakfast buffet at 7:30 a.m. for a cost of $13 early and $18 late. World Environment Day is June 5th. The Republic of Korea is hosting the 2025 World Environment Day. I apologize. I have several pages, so I'm going to continue with local news, and maybe we can get back to this at the end. In memory of James Robert Robb Walker, June 24, 1972 to April 4, 2025. Mr. James Robert Robb Walker Jr., age 52, passed away on April 4, 2025 in Monroe, North Carolina. Born on June 24, 1972 in Charlotte, North Carolina, Robb lived a life marked by dedication to his work, devotion to his family, and a deep appreciation for the simple joys of life. Robb pursued higher education at Wingate University before earning his law degree from the Cumberland School of Law. He spent the majority of his professional life working in real estate transactions, where he applied his knowledge and diligence to help others navigate important milestones. Outside of work, Robb found joy in the outdoors and was an avid hunter and fisherman. He also had a passion for reading and a deep love for music that brought him peace and inspiration throughout his life. His faith was an important part of who he was. He was a member of Hopewell Baptist Church, where he enjoyed serving in various roles over the years. Above all else, Robb cherished his role as a father. He loved his son James Robert Walker III, or Beau, deeply and took great pride in their bond. He is also remembered by his father, James Walker, his sister, Melanie Walker Tripp, and numerous nieces and nephews who will carry forward memories of time shared with him. He was preceded in death by his mother, Rachel Walker. A memorial gathering to honor Robb's life will be held on Saturday, April 19th of 2025 from 11 a.m. to 12 noon at Davis Chapel, Stanley Funeral and Cremation Care of Monroe, located at 1003 East Franklin Street in Monroe, North Carolina. The family will receive friends from 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. prior to the hour of service. May Robb's memory bring comfort to those who knew and loved him. In lieu of flowers, please donate to North Carolina Wildlife Federation at ncws.org. Davis Chapel Stanley Funeral and Cremation Care of Monroe is serving the Walker family. Lion John Souther Wichard, 75-year member of the Greenville Lions Club. John Souther Wichard obituary. John Souther Jack Wichard, 96, passed away peacefully at home on Sunday, March 16, 2025. He was born to the late David Julian Wichard and Virginia Souther Wichard on October 30, 1928. He graduated from Greenville High School and went on to receive a bachelor's degree in journalism from UNC Chapel Hill. While in Chapel Hill, Jack was a member of Phi Gamma Delta fraternity and a diver on the swim team. Following his graduation, he joined the U.S. Army, where he served in the Signal Corps, rising to the rank of first lieutenant. He went on to join the Daily Reflector, where he served as vice president and co-publisher until his retirement. During his tenure, the newspaper holdings grew to include numerous non-daily newspapers in the region. Jack developed a deep love for Bath and their surrounding communities. He enjoyed duck hunting, fishing, spending time outdoors, and attending Pirates football games. He was an avid golfer and golfed well into his 90s. Most importantly, he adored his family and his six grandchildren. He, along with his late wife, Jane, were devoted members of St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bath. He was a 75-year member of Greenville Host Lions Club and served as president and zone chair during his tenure. Jack was a lifetime member and generously supported Ducks Unlimited and their waterfowl conservation efforts. Jack was engaged in his community, where he served on many boards, including the ECU Foundation, Pitt Memorial Hospital Foundation, Greenville Redevelopment Commission, Historic Bath Commission, and UNC Journalism Foundation. In addition to his parents, Jack was preceded in death by his wife of 50 years, Jane Woodard Wichard, daughter Elizabeth Young Wichard, and brother David Jordan Wichard II. He is survived by his son John Anderson Wichard and wife Lillian, daughter Sally Wichard Everett, and six beloved grandchildren, Baird Wichard, Madison Everett, Ainsley Wichard, Annabelle Everett, Austin Wichard, and Sawyer Everett. Other survivors include nephews and nieces, D. Jordan Wichard III, Catherine Wichard Poston, and Virginia Wichard Caudill, along with longtime friend and caregiver, Latasha Brown. The family will receive friends and relatives at Wilkerson Funeral Home Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., a service in celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in thanksgiving for his life, will be held at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 11 a.m. on Friday. A reception will follow in the parish hall. Following the reception, interment will be held at Pinewood Memorial Park. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Thomas Episcopal Endowment Fund Trust, 101 Craven Street, Bath, North Carolina, 27808, or to the Greenville Host Lions Club. Here's a notice about the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina Lions Day and Duck Race. The Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina will celebrate Lions Day on Saturday, May 10th, 2025, beginning at 9 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, located at 400 Flemington Drive at Lake Waccamaw. More information will be posted as it becomes available. There will be a rubber duck race on Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, at Jungle Rapids Family Fun Park in Wilmington. Proceeds from ticket sales will go towards the purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will send out more information soon. Here's a notice from Lion John Lind. Apex Lions welcome Lion John Young. We had the opportunity to install a new member recently. Lion John Young joined the Apex Lions Club and was officially installed by PDG and current North Carolina Lions President Lion Wayne Faber. And then there's a nice picture of Mr. Young being installed. In memory of John Stuart Wooten, Jr., October 30th, 1937 to March 8th, 2025. John Stuart Wooten, Jr. was born in LaGrange, North Carolina, to John Stuart Wooten, Sr. and Pearl Gray Mooring Wooten on October 30, 1937. He passed away in his home in Asheboro, North Carolina, on March 8, 2025, at the age of 87. He is survived by his wife of 65 years, Marlene, three children, Dale W. Bob Hovey, John J. Stuart Wooten III, Bill Wooten, and eight grandchildren, Katie Rhodes, Mandy McKenzie, Bobby Hovey, John Wooten IV, Ashley Bennett, Taylor Rudy, Will Wooten, and Leah Schweibines. and 12 great-grandchildren, Owen McKenzie, Ellen McKenzie, Amber Rhodes, Maggie Rhodes, Janie Rhodes, Will Rhodes, Abigail Hovey, Layla Hovey, Lawson Bennett, Tucker Bennett, Levi Rudy, and Olivia Wooten. He was raised in LaGrange, North Carolina, was a member of LaGrange Christian Church, and graduated from LaGrange High School in 1955. Stewart met Marlene Overman at a dance in Snow Hill in the summer of 1957. They married on July 26, 1959, and both graduated from East Carolina University. He had a B.S. in 1959 and an M.E.D. in 1965. He was a teacher, coach, and principal in multiple North Carolina schools for 30 years. Stewart and Marlene raised their children primarily in Scotland Neck, North Carolina, and Asheboro, North Carolina. Throughout his life, he vacationed in Atlantic Beach and built a house there in 1975. He treasured his immediate and extended family. The Wooten family and friends enjoyed many family celebrations at the beach house over the years. Over his life, he enjoyed hunting, fishing, golfing, boating, and followed Eastern Randolph High School football. Stewart joined the North Carolina Lions Club and was a member for over 50 years. He served as Asheboro Lions Club president, a vice district 31D governor, a district 31D governor, and later as NC Lions president from 2011 to 12. He was a member of the NC Lions Foundation and was honored with recognition into the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame in 2019. Stewart enjoyed visiting and serving at Camp Dogwood and attending the International Lions Club conventions in Hawaii and Thailand. Stewart was a member of Central Church in Asheboro. A celebration of life was held at Central Church, 300 South Main Street in Asheboro, on Wednesday, March 19, 2025, at 2 p.m., followed by a reception in the Family Life Center. A service was also held on March 20, 2025, at 2 p.m., at LaGrange Christian Church, 202 West Washington Street, LaGrange, with interment at Fairview Cemetery, 107 North Forbes Street, immediately following. Stewart requested that in lieu of flowers, memorials to be made to North Carolina Lions Foundation, Camp Dogwood, a camp serving the blind and visually impaired, at P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. The family extends great appreciation to special caregivers Jackie Terry, Madison Smith, Amber Muck, and Sheila Guy. Apex Lions 2025 Annual Joint Meeting by John Lind, Lion John Lind. Every year, we have one meeting hosted in Apex where we invite the Fuquay-Varina Lions to join us for a joint meeting. We do this because many years ago, we sponsored the Fuquay-Varina Lions Club. We like to get together for fellowship and to keep up to date with how things are going. Over the years, this has also proven to be a convenient time for holding a zone meeting, since half of the clubs in the zone are already represented. So the Garner and Cary Lions typically join us for our regular meeting, and afterwards, we have a zone meeting, too. At this meeting, all of the clubs were well represented. As part of this tradition, we share updates on events and activities that we are doing well with the other clubs so they can... Let me start again. As part of this tradition, we share updates on events and activities that we are doing with the other clubs so they can help or get ideas. This year, the Fuquay-Varina Lions shared information about their golf tournament and a new idea that Lion Wayne Lutz has come up with called Project VER. He had an aha moment recently when several thoughts came together. Years ago, he was on the board of directors for the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, so he is aware of the more than 1.3 million Hispanic Americans in North Carolina, as well as the vast number of business and community leaders in that community. At a recent vision screening event, he noted that there were quite a number of Hispanic children getting screened. He started thinking about how we could partner together with them. The idea he had was to call it Vision Enhancement Resources, or VER, and then he realized that the word ver in Spanish means to see. He will be pursuing this idea and would like our help. Finally, the Apex Lions were contacted recently by Michael Faulkner from the Hearing Life Hearing Center in Apex. Michael is looking to partner with us and possibly join us when we do vision screenings. We might be able to help join forces as early as May 3rd, 2025 at Peak Fest. This would be a great service to the community, and we're looking forward to teaming up with the Hearing Life Hearing Center soon. Lastly, before I run out of time, here's the North Carolina Lions fundraising update as of April 10th, 2025. We'll start with the Brighter Visions Fund Drive. The goal this fiscal year was $577,250. So far, $330,843 has been raised, and total last year was $520,609. Our difference right now is being down $246,407. As for the Camp Dogwood raffle for 2024-25, they're looking for $50 per member. The raffle sales so far total $57,772. In April 30th of last year, the total was $78,943. So that's a difference of there's 62 days for the drawing on June 12th. Sales last year totaled $127,893, and so that the difference from last year at this point is $70,376. Today's not my day. In the memorials and honorariums category for 2024-25, the goal this fiscal year is $30,000. So far, the club has raised $17,999. Last year, $15,136 was raised at this point. And lastly, for clinical research, you've raised $26,315 out of a $20,000 goal. And we have truly run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.